Nation.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Protesters slammed justices outside the Supreme Court today over their decision to grant criminal immunity to former President Trump for official acts in office.
A big no to the Supreme Court for supporting this guy, and a big no to the Republican Party that's given up and let Trump be their savior.
Trump himself called it a win, but it's important to note the ruling does not cover unofficial or private actions by a president. Our Linda Kenyon with reaction from President Biden's campaign.
Principal Deputy Campaign Manager Quentin Folks put it this way.
They just handed Donald Trump the keys to a dictatorship.
While Police Officer Harry Dunn, who defended the Capitol on January 6th, said,
Donald Trump is still the single greatest threat to our democracy.
And after the Supreme Court's ruling, he said, Trump is an even greater threat.
Trump's trial likely won't happen now until after the election. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon said he had no regrets today as he reported to federal prison in Connecticut to start a four-month sentence for contempt of Congress. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene supporting him.
The two political parties are basically at war with one another, and the ruling party with the power is locking up their political enemies and political opponents.
Bannon says a MAGA army will be ready on Election Day to ensure Trump wins. A mistrial in Boston today for Karen Reed, who faced murder charges for allegedly killing her cop boyfriend 2 years ago. Reed supporter Rita Lombardi spoke outside court.
We were expecting a not guilty verdict. All of the evidence that the defense put on, all of the cross-examination that the defense did with the pathetic, mostly pathetic, prosecution witnesses. Karen Reed did not kill John O'Keefe. It's that simple.
Prosecutors have vowed to retry the case. Hurricane warnings are up all over the Caribbean as Beryl batters the islands with 150-mile-an-hour winds and heavy rains. Grenadian Prime Minister Dickon Mitchell.
The state of emergency remains in place. It is for your own safety.
So far, the storms ripped off roofs, down power lines, and caused widespread damage. But experts say the worst is yet to come. Just in time to ruin your holiday weekend plans, cases of COVID are now spreading across the country. Dr. William Schaffner is an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt.
These new COVID variants, they're grandchildren of Omicron, the most common variant, are very, very contagious.
And stocks ended higher today to kick off the second half of the year. The Dow adding 50 points. The NASDAQ was up 146. The S&P added 15. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There's an elevated level of concern at beaches in the area. Lifeguards at North and Zoo Beaches in Racine say it's rough out there, which has prompted the Public Health Department to issue an advisory. Flags will be flown at half-staff in honor of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. The governor has issued an executive order in connection to Delagrave's death. Another recall attempt against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has been shot down. The Wisconsin Elections Commission rejected the most recent petition in a 4-2 vote late last week. A 50-year-old Kenosha man riding a bike was hit by a car last night. He was flown to Milwaukee. Police are still searching for that driver. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Brewers head to Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. Milwaukee with a 7-1 win over the Cubs thanks to another grand slam by Bryce Turang. How have the Brewers been able to tie a major league record with five grand slams in just eight games? Manager Pat Murphy.
That's a secret plan how to hit homers with the bases loaded. We bought it. There was a recipe online and got it.
Meanwhile, the Cubs losing their seventh consecutive series on the road. Craig Counsell, asked of starter Kyle Hendricks, looked overwhelmed, giving up a home run to Yelich and a grand slam to Turang in the fourth.
It was a little bit, right? It's a 3-1 game, and he made some pitches, and they put him over the fence.
NBA free agency, the 76ers have signed former Clippers forward Paul George to a four-year max contract worth $212 million. The Bucks, Doc Rivers, and John Horst have called for a press conference tomorrow to introduce their new draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We've got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, clouds increasing, breezy winds, and high scraping 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. You're homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman. But later tonight, Milwaukee Brewers baseball. 7:40 first pitch, pregame at about 7:05 on WRJN.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Birds who live nearby our lives.
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just my imagination. lost my imagination once again. Running away with me. I tell you it was just my imagination. Running away with me.
Every night on my knees I pray.
Hear my plea. Don't ever let another take her love from me, or I will
surely die. Her love is
heavenly. When her arms enfold me, I hear a tender rhapsody. But in reality, she doesn't. Once again,
running away with me.
Oh, tell you it was just my imagination.
Running away with me.
I never knew that I can't get it.
Just my imagination.
Ooh, yeah.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
Robin's a friend of the show. And this week, Robin, is the 4th of July on Thursday, right?
It is. Oh, yes. I can't believe it's already here.
I know. I thought I'd give you a little 4th of July quiz.
Oh, gosh. You know me and quizzes, Kurt.
Well, you should be okay on this one. Okay. It's a multiple choice quiz. And the name of the game is Always Pick C. What's the name of the game?
Always Pick C.
All right, here we go. Question number one. This nation's history is built upon a few important documents. The most important of these is A, the Declaration of Independence, B, the Constitution, or C, the dinner menu at Applebee's.
Oh, it's C, Kurt.
C is absolutely right. Question number two. We purchased Alaska from the Russians for about 2 cents per acre. Over the years, we discovered A, gold, B, oil, or C, that we lost the original receipt.
Oh, that's C also, Kurt.
C is absolutely right. You're good at this.
Oh, I'm so smart.
And finally, the third question is, through this nation's trials and tribulations, we can come out of each crisis knowing that A democracy can survive turmoil, B, we as a nation can pull together and help each other, or C, eventually the crisis will be turned into a major motion picture that gets a lot of Oscar nominations.
I got to think about this one for a second. Do I pick B? I'm going to go with C again.
C is absolutely right. Congratulations.
Oh, boy, I'm smart.
You're smart and you're patriotic.
You know what? That is very true.
All right, Robin, hang on a second. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, when the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be a little. There's a way.
to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
For 7 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Parts of southern Wisconsin hit by tornadoes last week will get help from the state to clean up and recover. Governor Evers issued a disaster declaration on Friday. About a dozen tornadoes swept through southern Wisconsin last week. Some of the worst damage was in the Janesville area. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign starts collecting signatures today to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 valid signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that that we have far more than we need. And if our other states' performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 50-year-old Kenosha man is in critical condition after being hit by a car last night. Police are still searching for the vehicle that hit the bicyclist at around 11 last night near Sheridan Road and 51st Street. The victim was flown to Milwaukee due to the severity of his condition. The Kenosha Police Department says they're actively investigating the case and are urging the driver involved to come forward. The Racine County community is mourning the unexpected loss of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, who passed away suddenly Friday morning. The 51-year-old Delagrave's career in county government spanned over two decades, starting in 2003. He was first elected to county executive in 2015. County Board President Tom Kramer will serve as acting county executive until a special election can be organized. Lifeguards at North and Zoo Beaches in Racine are reporting concerning conditions, prompting the Public Health Department to issue an advisory. While the beaches remain open, swimmers are advised to be extra cautious when entering the water. The city says that visitors can still enjoy their day at the beach, but they should remain aware of the current conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We've got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, clouds increasing, breezy winds, and highs scraping 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Ah!
local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a lie. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one. You could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I've been chatting with my friend Robin this afternoon. And Robin, your husband, Jeff, does he do a lot of the housework? Does he do some of the chores?
You know, I do have to give him some credit. Yeah, he does some of the house helping.
Dusting?
No.
No, no dusting.
Dusting is something that I don't think anybody likes to do.
Nobody likes to do it. Nobody likes to do any of these chores. But there was
I just wish you could open a window and just let the dust fly out again like it flew in.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. There was a woman named Larissa, and she shared this on Facebook. She says, after I married my husband and we moved in together, I noticed that he likes to dust, especially our bedroom. He keeps our nightstands and a dresser really clean, which I love. When I compliment and thank him for doing it, he shrugs it off, usually saying, no big deal. Recently, though, I discovered his method for dusting, and I don't know if I should be okay with it or grossed out. I saw him come out of our bathroom after a shower in a fresh pair of boxer briefs. He used his worn pair of boxer briefs to dust our furniture. I'm grateful for a husband who helps with cleaning, but dusting with dirty underthings is not right, or am I wrong?
That's gross. Yikes. Dirty boxers. It sounds like a band I was in college, but no, you don't dust furniture with your dirty clean boxers. I see that. But dirty boxers? Oh, yikes.
It's one of those things that I'd have to go back and re-clean it every time.
Oh, and disinfect it.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
What a guy.
All right, Robin, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you, Kurt.
It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th Annual Parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2.5 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
So
scenes, home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 2. Stay tuned for Milwaukee Brewers baseball tonight. Pre-game coming up a little over an hour from now on WRJN.